The aviation industry is a sector hit hard by coronavirus. With people told to stay at home, they're doing, well, just that. And it means a dramatic reduction in air travel. Heathrow Airport in London announced a fall in revenue by almost 13%. That's the equivalent of $750 million. Yet the airport does at least have billions in liquidity, sufficient to maintain the business over the next 12 months, even with no passengers. Also desperate to survive the year, Irish airline Ryanair. Its CEO, Michael O'Leary, warns it'll take up to 6 months to refund 25 million passengers for flights cancelled because of the pandemic. He's also set to cut 3,000 jobs, 15% of Ryanair's workforce. More cuts will have to come, he said, unless a vaccine is found. But one airline is hoping to still fly high. Wizz Air is resuming some services out of Luton Airport, just north of the UK capital. The low-cost carrier claims it has enhanced health and safety measures. Cabin crew will be required to wear gloves and masks on all flights, and new distancing measures will be introduced as well. Benji Hire, London.